Yes, as I say, our next guest on the programme this morning, we're joined by Sally Topham. Sally, good morning to you.
Good morning, Graham.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
All right. Where is it you're based about?
Sorry?
Where are you based about?
I'm in London.
All right. I believe the weather's all right down there this morning.
It's fine at the moment.
Sally, we're talking about a brand new book that's been brought out by yourself. That is Finding the River, which I believe is a compendium of self-help exercises.
That's right.
Can I ask how you've got involved in this area?
Oh, my goodness me. Well, I mean, I've been pursuing my own personal growth and spiritual growth for many, 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 many years. And that's taken me on a real journey into finding out ways that I can help myself and move forward in life more skillfully than I was originally. And over the years, I have learnt so many different things and discovered that, you know, there are lots and lots and lots of ways that one can help oneself. One just has to find the right ones for you.
Sally, I should have introduced you as an energy therapist. Do you think you can explain very briefly what that position is?
Well, an energy therapist is somebody who works with the body's subtle energies. And I'm talking about the subtle energy that flows all around us and in us and was actually first discovered centuries ago by the sages of the East, who came to understand through long periods of meditation that the body was just made of energy. And of course, hundreds and hundreds of years later, science has now proved that. And so we are made up of energy, and everything about us is energy. Our thoughts are energy. They cause vibrations in our bodies and changes in our biochemistry. Our memories are energy. Everything is energy. So if you work with energy, you're working in a very, very specific way, which can actually be much more direct than a lot of other therapies and ways of working.
I believe you've been involved in this area for about 35 years.
Well, yes, I have. It's a long time.
Is this the first time you've tried to put a book together?
Well, yes, it is. It's something that I'd thought about for a very long time, but I never really got around to doing it. And then an opportunity came, and I thought, right, this is the time to do it and just bring together all these things that I've learnt and worked with myself so I can personally vouch for them working and just put them out there for other people to know about.
Do you feel there's been a book explaining this previously?
Well, there's lots of books around about self-help, and a lot of books on self-help tend to focus on just one way of working. And the difference between this book and those other books is that it explains lots of different ways of working. And many of them are very, very simple, easy techniques, like using visualization to change your mood and all kinds of things like that. Others are, you know, take a little bit more effort, but none of it is actually that difficult. Some of it requires a bit more application than other bits, but there's a vast array of different ways of working that are accessible to absolutely everybody. And I think it's just so sad that there's an awful lot of people out there who don't actually believe that there is anything they can do to help themselves. And that if there is something they can do, it might all be a bit painful and difficult. And it doesn't have to be that way. And hopefully this book will sort of help them to get going in that direction.
Sally, do you see yourself being able to do a follow-up to this?
Well, at the moment, the only follow-up that I'm in the middle of doing is a CD, which is it's taking some of the most popular meditations, healing techniques and relaxation exercises and just putting it down on a CD with a little bit of music in the background so people can listen while they take themselves through this. And that's what I'm involved with pulling together at the moment. Whether there's going to be another book or not, I'm not sure. I know there will be other books, but whether it'll be a direct follow-up to this, I'm not sure.
The book we've been talking about this morning, Finding the River by Sally Topham. Sally, is there a website people can get some more information?
Yes, www.energyharmonics, and harmonics is spelled H-A-R-M-O-N-I-X. So www.energyharmonics.wordpress.com.
Sally, all I can say is nice chatting to you this morning.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talking this morning to author Sally Topham, putting the book together, Finding the River.